Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
You know, I remember one of my favorite actors of all times back in the 70s came out with some political diatribe after he made it to the big time. Changed my whole attitude about watching his movies, old or new. Now, as we have heard, these successful people now have a platform so they can share their thoughts and views. They couldn't do it when they were nobody, but they had to wait to have $1 billion in the bank and then Katie bar the door. Now, before I detail more of this, you know, I watch TV, movies, and sports to escape, you know, to get away from the latest piece of crap news. I do the same with sports, especially baseball, America's favorite pastime. You know, America's favorite pastime is not to sit around and dwell on the crap news. This I'm certain of. Now, I guess you could call that old school and it's passé. These days, as you can tell from watching the latest team sports events, mainly football and basketball. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm done with both. Not too long ago, a famous NFL who laid down and is taking a host of fans with them, me included. The NFL is my favorite one to pick on today. Now, just to go back to 2012, the NFL had an issue with Tim Tebow kneeling before each game to pray. They also had an issue with Tebow wearing John 3:16 as part of his eye black to avoid glare. Made him take it off. 2013, Brandon Marshall was fined for wearing green cleats to raise awareness for people with mental illness. In 2015, D'Angelo Williams was fined for wearing Find the Cure eye black for breast cancer awareness. The same year, William Gay was fined for wearing purple cleats to raise awareness for domestic violence. Not that the NFL had a problem with domestic violence. In 2016, the NFL prevented the Dallas Cowboys from wearing a decal on their helmet in honor of 5 Dallas police officers killed in the line of duty. 2016, NFL threatened to fine players who wanted to wear cleats to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. So once again, remind me how the NFL supports free speech and expression. For some reason, the NFL will allow demonstrations of disrespect for our national flag and our national anthem. This is the NFL in all of its glory. And while we're at it, where are all these super overpaid basketball players from the NBA who've had to have heard about the incident in Compton, L.A., where 2 police officers were shot by a coward at point blank to their heads? Double standard, double dribble, blow the whistle, referee, who and wherever you are. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.